Real Talk with Eric Napute.
Buddy, welcome back to Real Talk with Dr. Eric Napute. Happy Monday. Hope you guys are having an amazing day today. It's so great to see all of you out there on social media land, all of you out there on Clout Hub, and those of you on Facebook, and those of you that are on the app. Make sure you guys are out there sharing that app with everybody. If you guys are wanting to hear more about stuff like this, about common sense solutions to common problems, I'm going to encourage you to follow me as well on social media. I'm on Twitter, at Napute Wellness. That's N-E-P-U-T-E Wellness. You guys can also follow me on Facebook, at Napute Wellness. You go to my website, N-E-P-U-T-E, it's EricNapute.com. That's E-R-I-C-N-E-P-U-T-E.com. We've got all of our podcast on there, Brighteon Radio interviews. We've got the all the events that we do. I'm on Brighteon Radio once a we're on Brighteon Radio now. Hello, everybody on Brighteon Radio. But I'm on Brighteon Television every Tuesday from 3 until 4 p.m. We are also doing multiple podcasts. We're all about getting out as much information as we possibly can, because I'm all about telling people the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. And we're going to continue to do that. And I want you guys to have those resources. So go to our site, go to check that out, go to EricNapute.com, sign up for all the cool free stuff we've got, get informed, get empowered, join the movement, because the truth will set you free. Speaking of the truth, this last weekend I was at the Clay Clark Reawake America Tour. We were in Mount Juliet, Tennessee. We were at Greg Locke's church there. It was a great event. Lots of great updates. And we were talking about some of the new updates on studies with COVID. And I just want to make sure everybody understands they are trying to remask you and your children again, even though there's no data that shows that masks work. There's no data that shows that any of this is beneficial. There's absolutely none whatsoever. And I was speaking with Dr. Simone Gold, and she gave me one of the updates, the daily dose from the American Frontline Doctors on this. I want you to listen to what Dr. Pierre says about masking. Check this out. Listen to it. Very important you understand this, because the truth will set you free. You need some firepower to be able to go back against the imbeciles and idiots and the useful idiots of the world today. So have a listen to Dr. Pierre.
Hey, freedom lovers. This is Dr. Peterson Pierre with America's Frontline Doctors bringing you today's Daily Dose. So let's talk about masks for one last time. Now, a mask cannot prevent an infection the same way you cannot hop in your car and fly to Hawaii. Masks were simply never designed to prevent infection. They are merely splash guards. Everyone in the medical community knew this, but for some reason when COVID came, they decided to exchange their knowledge and logic for propaganda. Now, after Dr. Fauci has flip-flopped multiple times on the mask issue, it took the CDC 2 years to finally admit that cloth masks do nothing. But the N95s, now that will provide the highest level of protection. That's also a lie. There's a recent study that was published, an international peer-reviewed randomized controlled trial, the gold standard, that shows there's no difference wearing a mask versus not wearing a mask when it comes to COVID in healthcare facilities. They also had shown in a 2019 study that face coverings have no effect on preventing the flu. Similarly, a Danish study of 6,000 showed there's no difference between a surgical mask and not wearing a mask. So listen, if you want to wear a mask because it makes you feel better psychologically, I'm all for it. Agreed. Everybody should have the choice. But just understand that you're really not having any effect on COVID. And please, please, please stop masking your kids. It's harmful to them. It is better to teach them to make decisions based on logic and not make decisions based on fear. Ladies and gentlemen, only the truth will set you free. Stay tuned for the next Daily Dose.
Amen to that, my friend. That was really great. You know, I just want to try to give you some firepower so you've got the ability to, you know, to go after folks whenever they talk ignorant. I mean, it's I don't even know what to say about all this, but it's just so sad. There's more sadness. Here, let me give you some more material, more firepower, okay? Did you see, of course you didn't, but I'm going to share it with you because it's not on the mainstream media. The Israel Ministry of Health finds that the Pfizer agreement after claiming that it couldn't be located. Did you guys remember that? They said they couldn't find the Pfizer agreement. Do you remember the story? Did you not hear this? Oh, of course you didn't, because it wasn't on the news. So check this out. The Israel Ministry of Health declared to an Israel court that it couldn't find the COVID-19 vaccine agreement that they signed, which paid Pfizer hundreds of billions of dollars. Ah, we lost it. The dog ate my homework. Sorry, Judge. Well, the declaration was made during the Jerusalem court, district court hearing regarding a request seeking the original signed agreement between the state of Israel and Pfizer, the agreement that regulated the transfer from epidemiological information regarding Pfizer's vaccine for Israel to the company. The Israeli authorities published the redacted copy of the agreement called, and I quote, the Real World Epidemiological Evidence Collaboration Agreement. This was in January of 2021. The preamble stated that Pfizer and Israel, and I quote, agree that it would be highly beneficial for the public health perspective to track pandemic data in accordance with the vaccine compliance in a real world context. Adding, and I quote, to evaluate whether herd immunity protection is observed during the product vaccination program rollout. The copy was published after the nonprofit expressed concerns to Israel officials over the privacy protection and Pfizer lying to the people. Well, guess what? Freedom of information request that was done, filed in April of 2022, seeking a to clarify the degree of authenticity of the Pfizer agreement. Well, they said they couldn't find it. Well, now they can find it, and guess what? Now there is some troubles happening. Looks like there's a group of lawyers and doctors and all kinds of other people now that are in court. There's administrative appeals about all this, saying they didn't go through the right channels. This is just another one of those "we told you so." You know, it's just the new information out, the letter and the new copy of the agreement did provide the new information. For one, the ministry said that it signed at least two additional agreements with Pfizer. They finally had to disclose those. They're spending. This is the government spending your money, but not telling you what they're spending the money on. They're basically saying, we're the government. We know better than you do. Don't worry about what we do. So that's happening right now in Israel, which scientists in the United States have said, always pay attention to Israel. Pay attention to what's happening in Israel, because they're 6 to 8 weeks or more ahead of us in the pandemic. Whoa, what's going on there? Lots of problems. Kind of like the problems that we're seeing now. There's a huge recent uptick in cardiovascular arrest that have sparked new debate in the link between COVID-19 vaccines and cardiovascular issues. I mean, my gosh, we're seeing it on national television all the time. Lisa Marie, 54 years old, just passed. We see all these, you know, DeMar Hamlin collapsed on the field, the football player for the Buffalo Bills. We're seeing all these issues. DeMar Hamlin received a CPR and a defibrillator. Come on. He's never going to play football again. I mean, we're seeing all this stuff. The physicians that are analyzing all these data are going, hey, there's definitely a problem going on here. We should probably slow this down or at least take a pause to find out. That's why we should have spent time waiting and going through the normal processes of rolling out this supposed vaccine, which is, by the way, labeled as gene therapy. And I want to make sure everybody understands that. Just because they changed the definition to fit their narrative doesn't mean it is what it is. Yes, there's some nefarious issues happening. But again, if you want to go get a vaccine, go get as many as you want. I don't have a problem with that. I don't have a problem with you wearing a mask. I don't have a problem with you social distancing. I don't have a problem with you homeschooling your kids. I don't have a problem with any of that. But don't try to force your morals and beliefs on me and other people if we don't see it the same way you do. If what you're doing ain't working, I'm not going to drink the Kool-Aid. Come on, man. Sound like Joe Biden here. Come on, man. Come on, man. Those are my classified documents. They're in my garage. Come on, man. It's okay. You really, if you can't laugh about the craziness we're having in the world, it's insane. But listen, recent studies are now showing that these jabs are putting people at risk for cardiovascular issues. We're seeing a massive uptick of vaccine-injured individuals. We're seeing vaccine-injured that are now needing support groups as numbers of suicides are climbing in the vaccine-injured population. I tell you what, I'm going to take a short break. I'm going to come back. I'm going to talk about this. We're going to talk about the need to support these people that have been injured because of the suicides that are climbing. We'll be right back and listen to Real Talk with Dr. Eric DePuy. Hang tight, everybody.
And it's a long day Hi, this is Thomas Helbig with the Retirement Advisory Group.
Hi, I'm Bob Kershaw, Tom's nephew. As a family business, we are committed to protecting your retirement, whether you are nearing retirement or already retired. What if it were possible to protect you from market downturns without having to make an emotional decision to buy or sell? What if you could take advantage of a strategy that would automatically take you out of harm's way during the bad years and position you for the growth opportunity during the good years?
The secret is in linking safely to the market without putting your principal at risk. By linking to the market instead of owning the market, you can participate safely on autopilot and lock in your gains without creating a taxable event. Go online at retirementkey.com for a no-obligation retirement review. Learn the strategies that have helped our clients retire with confidence for the past 36 years. And just for coming in, you'll get a copy of our latest edition book, Your Key to a Worry-Free Retirement. So go online at retirementkey.com. That's retirementkey.com.
Hey, everybody, it's Dr. Eric Naputi. Are you suffering from pain, anxiety, depression, insomnia, digestive problems, and you're tired of your doctor not helping you find the cause of your problem? You're tired of just taking pills, potions, and lotions with no true underlining end in sight of your problem? Give us a call today at 314-544-5600 at the Naputi Wellness Center, or visit us today at naputiwellness.com. That's N-E-P-U-T-E wellness.com.
I'm Sean, the owner of Gateway Retro Foam Insulation. We install a high-performance foam insulation into the walls of existing homes without removing drywall. This reduces utility costs between 20 and 40%, brings noise levels down by about 50%, is odorless, non-expanding, and has a lifetime warranty. We also offer a spray foam service for pole barns and new home construction. You can find us at gatewayretrofoam.com, on Facebook, or call us at 314-526-3626.
Hey, everybody, it's Dr. Eric Naputi. I hope you're having an amazing day today. Hey, did you know that the vast majority of Americans in the world today are nutritionally deficient? Did you know that 95% of Americans aren't getting the right amount of fiber? They're not absorbing their nutrients, which leads to sickness, diseases, and etc. Did you know that? Did you know that the majority of people that are taking supplements, by the way, these bottom shelf, low dollar, low absorbability, low utilization products don't work? That's why at Wellness Warrior, I created a product line that is doctor created, doctor supervised. Out of my 20 years of experience, I got so tired of my patients going out and buying just junk off the internet that doesn't work. So here's what I want you to do right now. You go to our site, go to freevitamindeals.com. That's freevitamindeals.com. Get a free bottle of vitamin D, a free bottle of zinc right now. Share it with your friends and family and learn what true nutritional products can do. Go to our site, check us out. If you want to find real, true functional nutrition that helps the body get to the root cause, absorb the nutrients, and get high energy again, visit us now at freevitamindeals.com. That's freevitamindeals.com.
We need to unite.
America first.
The Real Talk Radio Network.
Welcome back to Real Talk with Dr. Eric Naputi. Hope you guys are having a blessed day today. Happy Monday. Hey, just a reminder, the tower signal is going to be down today from, I think they're saying like between 11 and 2 Central Standard Time, because we're up in our power, baby. We're going to be up to 50,000 watts before long. You'll be able to hear us all over the great state of Missouri, and who knows how much farther. And then some. We're finally going to have a very clear signal all the way to share the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. So help us, God. So exciting. Make sure you guys are following me on social media as well. Go check my website out, ericnaputi.com. That's E-R-I-C-N-E-P-U-T-E.com. Join our mailing list. Get our newsletters. We got all kinds of amazing content. And then you guys can find out where we're at, because I know it's hard to find me because of all the censorship that's out there. And we were impacting 10 to 15 million people a week on social media before, you know, the government told social media to pull the plug on us, which we got documents of. Ruh-roh, Raggy. Good morning, federal government. Hope you guys are having a great day. All right. I told you that we're going to talk about this. You know, we've been warning people about the risk versus benefits of medications and all kinds of stuff for years, right? That's part of what we do as a doctor. It's called informed consent. That's what I have to do. I was literally beat over the head by our medical boards. This is what we're supposed to do. I was during our training. It's all about informed consent, informed consent. If you don't inform people, they can't know what's good or bad for them. So, you know, instead of bashing people that made a poor choice with something, we need to support them. And right now we're seeing massive increases in suicides among vaccine injured individuals. And these people need our support. In fact, this was on the Epoch Times. I was just reading this the other day, and let me just tell you about this. People that are injured by COVID-19 vaccines are in great need of support, not just from family and friends, but really from all of us. You know, I don't know what to say other than it's sad. But Brianna Dressen, who is vaccine injured, came out and said, look, and I quote, "I don't think people realize that if you're not supporting someone that you know that's injured, most likely nobody else is going to either." Because people right now don't know where to turn. They go to their doctors with all these problems, and their doctors are like, no, this is not from the vaccine. They can't and won't admit to a problem because it might open up potential liability, even though they're telling you that doctors aren't liable for these things. In fact, if you remember, in the UK, healthcare officials were telling the doctors, "Don't worry, you have immunity. Don't worry, doctors, you have immunity. We need to help our patients that are sick. You have immunity." Listen. They said this in the UK. Look, here it is.
I want to make something very, very clear. Australia already has vaccine indemnity agreements in place, so no doctor need worry.
People who've sadly died taking AstraZeneca, and would you be worried if one of those people, as I understand it, the family claims wasn't fully informed of the symptoms to look out for?
Well, we're all responsible for our own health. And when it comes to informed consent and giving consent to whatever treatment or procedure you may have or I may have, then I'm ultimately responsible for what people do in their health treatment to me. And there has been the opportunity for people to visit their GP, to have that consultation. The government has provided that and funded that. And the informed consent process provides the...
No. We were never able to have informed consent process, my friend. We were told safe and effective, which is a legal term according to the FDA, which means that these are safe, and they're clearly not. Now, people are questioning that. Listen, people who experienced adverse events after vaccination have largely found that medical professionals, especially early in the mass vaccination campaign, refused to acknowledge that the vaccines could cause a problem, truly compounding the difficulties because they don't know where to go. If you can't go to your doctor when you have a health problem, where are you supposed to go? I know where you can go. Why don't you call my office? And if you don't live in Missouri, we'll try to hook you up with somebody across the country that's actually trying to help people. You guys go to my office, call them today, 314-544-5600. That's 314-544-5600. Go to my website. That's NEPUTEWellness.com. That's NEPUTEWellness.com. We're taking care of all kinds of injured people, trying to help them get through these problems. We're helping people with all kinds of problems that their doctors don't know what to do with. And it's insane to me that U.S. authorities have also consistently downplayed side effects and have only worked behind the scenes to try to guide medical care for the vaccine injured rather than roll out a public guidance for healthcare practitioners to follow. I mean, this Brianna Dressen herself suffered an adverse reaction after receiving AstraZeneca shot during the clinical trials. She was told for months by various doctors that her conditions was linked to anxiety. They said, go see a psychiatrist. The U.S. National Institute of Health eventually agreed to treat her after diagnosing her with a vaccine injury. We're finally seeing now vaccine injuries being accepted in the United States. Almost every other country has started paying out millions of dollars to vaccine injured people as we see suicides climbing. Massive amounts of suicides are climbing. And if we don't help these people, nobody is going to. If not us, who? If not now, when? This is not okay. Doctors, you swore an oath to first do no harm, and doing nothing is doing harm. And I get it. I get it. You don't want to have liability. I get it that you're just trying to do what the system has trained you to do, and you're scared to think outside the box and outside the system. But pull your cranium out of your rectum and realize there's a problem. You can be part of the solution. Look at all the whistleblowers that are out. Look at all these whistleblowers that are out right now and are telling people what's going on. I mean, we have whistleblowers in the FDA, the FTC, the DOJ, pharma, all over, Pfizer, Moderna. We got all these whistleblowers that are out. And so instead of listening to the whistleblowers and having common sense conversations in our communities, the powers that be at Davos and the media are now saying, we're gonna invest harder into the disinformation. We're going to invest harder to censor and suppress people that speak against what we say. We're going to invest harder and deeper into the people that are telling the truth so that we can profit off of our drugs and off of the symptoms that we're causing, because that's what they're doing. Listen, Pfizer has spent billions of dollars in lawsuits and has had to pay out billions of dollars in settlements. But if they made $10 billion off of a drug and it cost them $2 billion in fines, they profited $8 billion cost of doing business. That's what this is all about. It's all about money, money, money. Money, money, money. Getting vaccinated for COVID, and some of these studies have shown, four times are more likely of having immune system problems. The fourth shot is destroying the system. But we can't talk about it. We can't have those conversations. And anybody that does gets shut down, gets suppressed. By the way, at least we're finally starting to see some political courage. Ron DeSantis, Governor Ron DeSantis, who could probably be the emperor for life of Florida if he chose to, because he stood up for common sense values, the things that we're talking about every day. I mean, look how prosperous Florida is right now. Ron DeSantis wants Florida legislators to permanently ban COVID-19 masking and vaccine mandates. We're going to take a short break. I'm going to come back. I'm going to talk about what Governor DeSantis is doing and how much support he's getting in the great state of Florida. We'll be right back. You're listening to Real Talk with Dr. Eric Naputi. Hang tight.
Shamrock Concrete is family-owned and been in business for 16 years and counting, and has replaced thousands of driveways and patios. And they're proud of all the great reviews from satisfied customers they're getting, and proud of their amazing, hard-working crew as well. Shamrock Concrete, your driveway and patio replacement specialists. They can replace a three-car driveway in 2 days.
This is Tracy Ellis, and Shamrock Concrete did a fabulous job on our own home.
Shamrock Concrete. Call 636-448-7277. ShamrockConcreteLLC.com.
Hello. Hello, this is Jay with Titan Hill Armory in Washington, Missouri. With over 1,500 firearms in-store and thousands more online, we're proud to offer the best selection of guns and ammo in Franklin County at prices that you can afford. Stop by and check us out. We're here Wednesday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. and Saturday 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at 1807 East 5th Street in Washington, Missouri. Give us a call at 636-432-0001 or check us out online at TitanHillArmory.com.
Is 2023 the year you take back your health? If it's time for you to be more proactive, the James Clinic may be right for you. We have set check-ins with our patients and advanced testing so you can detect any issues.
Bridie on Radio and BridieOnRadio.com.
This is an amazing company that has sponsored both of us. And this is a way to have backup communications when the grid goes down.
Well, the situation became problematic, Mike, with the New Orleans, the latest hurricane, because people panic. And this is one thing that I've learned from being associated with the satellite phone store for over a decade. People will call and order 600 phones at a time.
What?
It's like this, Mike. Anytime there is a crisis, people want these. And ladies and gentlemen, they've created such a good deal for Mike's viewers, my viewers, our combined viewers, that this is the only way you're gonna be able to communicate.
And that's the other beauty about these phones, is they can't track you because it's not talking to a cell tower. It's talking to satellites, you know, orbiting over the equator. So SAT123.com, folks.
The U.S. prepares to bolster troops in Eastern Europe, and tensions build with Russia.
Secretary Austin has placed a range of units in the United States on a heightened preparedness to deploy, which increases our readiness to provide forces if NATO should activate the NRF, or if other situations develop.
We have been consulting with allies in deployments and refining plans for all scenarios. We've always said we would reinforce our allies on the eastern flank.
Stay up to date on Bridie on Radio.
Treasure Island coins and precious metals. Mike Adams of naturalnews.com says 2020 has shown us that we must prepare for the unexpected. Gold and silver will be indispensable to your fiscal well-being during the coming financial pandemic. Shipments are delivered safely, discreetly, and securely right to your door. A Precious Metals IRA allows you to protect your retirement savings with the ultimate safe haven, assets of gold and silver. Gold and silver will be indispensable to your financial well-being. Your metals are held in the form of real coins and bars in an actual depository under your name and on your behalf. Simply visit BrighteonMetals.com today. Gold and silver will be indispensable to your financial well-being. Shouldn't you at least look into it? Treasure Island coins and precious metals. We're here to help. Visit BrighteonMetals.com today.
Take a stand against bias talk radio.
I'm going to take a strong stand against it.
And listen to Bridie on Radio, where we give you both sides of the story.
Thanks for your support of this platform. Use the code BTV at checkout for additional savings. BrighteonStore.com.
Bridie on Radio and BrighteonRadio.com.
We got another event that we just we're doing in April for the Reawake America Tour down in Florida, down in Mar-a-Lago. We've got one coming up in July in Arizona, and more coming out. So you guys want to find out more about that, go to my website, go to ericnaputi.com. That's ericnaputi.com. And you guys can go there, go into the events page. You can see all the events we've got. Our Dinner with Doc workshops are there. You should come to see those. Our webinars that we do, we got our events that we'll post for like when we're doing our live stream on webinars and when we're doing our podcasting that we do. Got some cool stuff coming up on that. And you'll see all the events that we've got. But I want to talk a little bit. I was talking about Ron DeSantis and what they're doing in Florida. Before we do that, check this out. Getting vaccinated for COVID, you have four more times the result and or collapse of your immune system. This is a bombshell study. This is by the way, this is writer and former New York Times reporter Alex Bernson said that he has in his possession evidence of a study showing that COVID booster vaccines push the immune system over the edge, causing an almost total collapse of the immune function. And by the way, in a series of tweets, which he was off Twitter for a while, he was one of the guys that the government, Scott Gottlieb, former FDA director, now chairman of the board of Pfizer, told Twitter to suppress guys like Alex Bernson, myself, Bobby Kennedy Jr., and the whole lot of people telling you the truth, including Sherry Tenpenny, Simone Gold, the list goes on and on. But they're finding now, here's more proof that the COVID shots are acting almost like HIV and AIDS, is what he's saying. Vaccine-induced autoimmune issues. It's a very interesting topic. He says boosters need to be halted immediately. Halted immediately is what he's saying. He's referring to a new paper. It's bad is what he says. How bad? I've shown it to two physicians so far. One said he had a seizure reading it, and the other one said something even worse. The study comes from China, which is where many believe that the Wuhan coronavirus originated. It shows that after the fourth injection, meaning that two primary shots and two boosters, a person's immune system is pretty much shot. A summary of the study explains that despite being unleashed all around the world under Operation Warp Speed, which Trump, we're going to talk about that in a minute, my friend, COVID injections have no known effect on their potential adverse effects, still remain largely unknown or unrecognized. This in and of itself suggests that nobody should be really getting these shots. But since many already have, researchers decided to compile the cellular immune response for the extended course of recumbent receptors binding domain. That's the name of this paper. And they found that multiple vaccines and boosters have the controversial vaccine coarsely significantly decreased the RBD specific antibody titers and serum antibodies, which reduce the CD4 and CD8 T cells in the body. Does anybody remember some crazy doctor from St. Louis, Missouri that kept saying, hey, you got to look at your CD4 levels. Look at your CD8 levels. That's your immune system. And there's things that should be done to improve that. Vitamin D, zinc, vitamin C, quercetin can help the CD4 and CD8 levels. Magic Johnson, HIV, AIDS, Myers cocktails, all that stuff. Well, looks like all these papers are again showing that Dr. Naputi and company were correct about this. You want to get these shots, go get them. But if you can't get informed consent from your doctor, there's just no way that you should be doing this. There just isn't. I'm sorry. There just is not. But thank God. Look at this. Thank God we're getting some common sense happening in Florida, Governor Ron DeSantis wants Florida legislators to permanently ban COVID-19 masking and vaccine mandates. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis wants the state legislature to pass a law that would permanently outlaw the Wuhan coronavirus masking and vaccine mandates in the Sunshine State. It was in a rally in Panama City packed with the governor's supporters. DeSantis called the measures making the mandate ban permanent a prescription for freedom, is what he called it. Good for you, Governor. Good for you. A prescription for freedom. He added that mask and vaccine mandates deny people from really earning a living, prevent parents from sending their children to school, discriminate against people based on their vaccine status and their beliefs, and silence doctors who spoke up regarding the opposition to mandatorily regulate health. DeSantis says, "We believe that there's no turning back from this direction. This is just nuts that we're still doing this. We need to lead with this by making an example of protecting permanently Florida statutes." I agree 100,000%. He says, I'm a proud Floridian. We have the best governor in the United States. This is some of the reporters that are reporting on this said that DeSantis' proposal to extend on existing Florida laws is great. He wants to permanently make these mandates go away and for them to never come back again. Good for you, Governor. I wish that there would be some more governors that are going to stand up for freedom. But look at what's happened in California. It's the complete opposite of Florida. It literally is a complete 180. Governor Newsom there wants to permanently mask and mandate you on everything. He wants a permanent police state there. If you're a doctor in California and you speak out against what the government tells you to say, which, by the way, government is now practicing medicine and healthcare without a license. That should be illegal within itself. But in California, if you're a doctor and you speak against the mandates, you could lose your license. You could have a fine of $10,000 and face jail time. It's absolute insanity, but that's how they roll in Cali. Florida's the opposite, though. Florida's really trying to bring the truth. And the truth will set you free. Speaking of the truth, let me tell you this. There's a new study. I just want you to see this. A study shows that compounds in ancient herbal medicine can actually help increase longevity. That's longer life. You know, we know that having good lifestyle habits like exercise and eating a balanced diet and sleeping well and, you know, all these things can help you live longer. But according to a new study, one herb used in traditional Chinese medicine may have the ability to help with longevity and anti-aging with it. And it's a bacteria. It's a probiotic. Bifidobacterium is one of them. But there are many other things that can improve this. But that they don't want you to know this. Who are they? They are the ones that are controlling these narratives. They don't want you to know that magnesium is beneficial for your body and that vitamin D improves the immune function and that vitamin C is an antioxidant and that deficiencies in certain nutrients can lead to heart disease, cancer, strokes. They don't want you to know this. But why? Why don't they want you to know this? Why don't they want you to know this? Things that make you go, It's real simple. It's because that they want to keep you fat, sick, and nearly dead. They want to keep you on the merry-go-round of sickness and disease. They want you to stay worried because, look, new United States research finds that worrying, evidence linked to Monsanto weed killer to cancer. We told you about this. There's all these things that the FDA is approving that are killing people. New research by top U.S. government scientists have found that people exposed to the widely used weed killer chemical glyphosate have biomarkers in their urine linked to developing cancer and other diseases. This is a study published in the Journal of National Cancer Institute, measured glyphosate levels in the urine of farmers and other study participants to determine that the presence of high levels of this pesticide was associated with signs of DNA damage that can lead to oxidative stress and cause cancer. The author of this paper, by the way, is 10 scientists with the National Institutes of Health and two other scientists from the CDC, concluded that their study contributed to the weight of the evidence saying that, hey, glyphosate exposure is bad. And there are things, first of all, you got to try to avoid this stuff. Don't eat GMO foods, which is almost impossible now to live a lifestyle without eating glyphosate. But there are things that can pull this out of your body. Now, I'm not treating a disease, FTC, let's be clear of this. But we do know that zeolite, clemsonite zeolite, and activated charcoal are really good at pulling glyphosate out of the body. That's the formula that we have called Warrior Water that we created for such a time as this to detox the body from heavy metals and pull glyphosate and plastics and all this crap out of the system. So there's a website. You go to bestdetoxdrops.com to learn more about this. But the study finds come after the CDC reported last year that 80% of urine samples that were drawn from children and adults contained glyphosate in it. No wonder we're having so much sickness and disease in our country. Why can't we just talk about the truth? Why do doctors like myself have to worry about the federal government coming kicking our doors in and shutting our business down? Because we're just trying to give our patients options. My job is to do no harm and to do everything I can to help my patients. And if I don't change the food they eat, the water they drink, pull the toxins out of their body, give them the macro and micronutrients that the human body needs, they're not going to get better. If we don't teach people how to sleep well, think well, eat well, move well, breathe well, they're not going to be well. I remember we were talking about glyphosate years ago, talking about it when Monsanto, which is in our backyard right here, it's in the Roundup Ready weed killer. But by the way, they just got bought out by Bayer a couple years ago, and they don't even talk about Monsanto anymore because it got such bad, negative brand equity. It just goes back. It's just absurd. Just all these secrets they don't want you to know because, God forbid, we actually help people with their health because it's a multi-trillion dollar a year industry, sick care is. Ain't no money in the cure. They don't want you healthy. They want you fat, sick, and nearly dead and living off the tay. You know. Oh, it's so frustrating, man. It's so frustrating. It's frustrating as this. Like, as of October of this last year, the secret CDC report reveals that over 118,000 young people have, quote, died suddenly due to COVID jabs. Well, listen to this. This is not as easily identifiable, but by design. But at first glance, you look at these documents from Pfizer and the CDC, and you just kind of makes you go, wait a minute, what's going on? Nearly 500,000 children and young adults died within a year following Fauci's announcement that children are eligible for the COVID shots. Of this number, more than 118,000 deaths were confirmed to have resulted from the COVID jab adverse events. This is the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development, the OEC, is credited with finding the data and presenting it to the public for consumption. It, try as it did to conceal the truth, Pfizer and the CDC were unable to keep this data a secret forever. Excess deaths were barely noticeable and pretty much non-existent among young people in 2020. At the start of the pandemic. Now, all of a sudden, in 2021, a massive...
Take a stand against biased talk radio.
I'm going to take a strong stand against it.
And listen to Brighty on Radio, where we give you both sides of the story.
IGF. What is IGF? It's the substance that's naturally found in your body. It does things like strengthen your immune system. It promotes lean muscle gain, healthy weight loss, restful sleep, energy, clearer thinking, all of the things that make men men again, right? But the older we get, the less our body naturally produces the IGF that's there. Go to keystolife.shop right now and do the research on IGF. The IGF-1 spray that they have there is exclusive to keystolife.shop. Now, this is something that you spray in your mouth 3 times a day. It actually tastes really good, too. And this is going to boost the IGF levels in your body. So go to keys2life.shop. You're going to get buy one, get one if you put the product on auto ship. You can cancel anytime that you want to, but I would recommend that you try this product for at least 3 months. I'm on my 3rd month and just now seeing tremendous gains. All right. So go to keys2life.shop. Again, keys2life.shop. Check out the benefits of IGF-1. What does it have to do with deer antler velvet? Go to keys2life.shop. Make sure that you mention Stu Peters when you go to keys2life.shop.
You're listening to Brighty on Radio, free speech streaming for humanity.
Hello, I'm Dr. Steve Hotze. I'm the host of the Dr. Hotze Report that airs Mondays at 4 p.m. Central Time on Brightian.tv. I'll take you behind the scenes so that you can know what's really going on. I believe that you need to have a doctor who can coach you onto a path of health and wellness naturally, so that as you mature, you've got energy, vitality, and enthusiasm for life. Do you have low energy, weight gain, allergies, insomnia, anxiety, brain fog, low libido, and joint muscle pain? At the Hotze Health and Wellness Center, we treat the underlying cause of these symptoms rather than masking them with drugs. We treat for hypothyroidism, sex hormone decline, adrenal fatigue, allergies, yeast, and nutritional deficiencies. This is Dr. Hotze saying, take charge of your health.
Call today at 281-698-8698. Mention Patriot and receive 10% off your initial visit and a free copy of Dr. Hotze's book. Do a 180.
Wake up informed.
Really blows me away.
Free speech audio streaming for humanity to start your day.
It's pretty obvious what the people want.
On Brighteon Radio.
Thanks for your support of this platform. Use the code BTV at checkout for additional savings. BrighteonStore.com.
Don't just bottle it up. Let it out.
This has totally got me livid.
There. That's better.
I'm a little bit fired up.
Have your say on Brighteon Radio.
You don't want home ownership to be a daunting task. Inquire today about one of our proactive home maintenance plans at HomeMaintenanceSolution.com. In
America. Representative Richard West here. I host a new show, Open Forum, on Saturday afternoon from 5 to 6 p.m. We talk about the problems of yesterday, the issues of today, and the dreams of tomorrow. We'll also be following our Missouri legislature as the session begins with real inside information and real talk about the issues. So tune in Saturdays from 5 to 6 p.m. or listen to our podcast on the 93.3 Real Talk Radio Network.
America. The Patriot Enclave with Brian Nieves and crew is growing more and more every day.
I'm a first-time caller.
You can become a coveted director.
As a first-time caller, you are a welcome addition to the Patriot Enclave. The next time you call, on call number two, you are going to become a director of the Patriot Enclave.
With all the fanfare.
With all the appropriate fanfare.
The Patriot Enclave, weekdays from 2 until 4 on the Real Talk Radio Network.
Since 1995, Jones Air and Water Treatment has helped homeowners and businesses protect their plumbing, fixtures, appliances, and clothing using traditional water softeners and salt-free water treatment systems. These systems provide up to 30 to 80% cost savings on energy, soaps, and cleansers. Visit JonesWater.com or call Jones Air and Water at 636-899-1040 for quality products at a reasonable cost with superior service. You can be a filter or buy a filter. Jones Air and Water, 636-899-1040.
The Real Talk Radio Network.
The truth is coming out.
Welcome back to Real Talk with Dr. Eric Dupuy, everybody. I know I'm a little fired up today, but you know what? It's hard not to be fired up about this. I care about people. I truly want to help people. And all I care about is giving people options. At the end of the day, I truly don't care what you do. I feel that you have the freedom to choose to do whatever you want to do, when you want to do it, with who you want to do it. But if you don't have the opportunity to choose, that's what I'm concerned about. So they're tracking us. In obedience to the World Health Organization, International Medicine Medical Classification System adds new diagnosis coding for the unvaccinated. Check this out. As of right now, there is no formidable way to identify who got vaccinated for COVID and who was, you know, brave to say no to this experimental gene modification drug. But that's about to change. As the International Classification System, the ICD-10, which is the system that you know, like if you come to my office and we diagnose you, it's diagnosed with a number. If you have a, you know, back sprain or a cold or a flu or diarrhea, there's an ICD-10 number that's assigned to that. Well, listen to this. With approval from the United States, of course, the World Health Organization is implementing a new digital diagnosis code as a type of, well, truly scarlet letter for the pure blood people who haven't been vaccinated, who are at an apparent threat to the establishment. Once in place, the unvaccinated person's medical records will be given a yellow star. Yep. Well, you know, theoretically. It's a code indicating that he or she refused to take the spike protein graphene shot. Most people are familiar with the international codes in the context of, you know, like medical billing and et cetera. Well, this unvaccinated code, there's a code now for unvaccinated people, which makes no sense. So are they saying now that if you're unvaccinated, it's a medical condition? Because if there's a medical condition, it has to be treated with a drug, right? So what are they going to do? The system was originally created after World War II for the purpose of tracking the diagnosis of major diseases within a population, right? But over the years, it has evolved. I think it's been like 11 or 12 major revisions of the ICD-10 coding. But following the passage of Obamacare, ICD-10 coding really grew into an electronic data mining beast. And according to the WHO website, more than 1.6 million different clinical situations can now be tracked through this coding. And up until the passage of the Affordable Care Act, a.k.a. Obamacare, by Congress in 2012, the ICD system was relatively innocuous. Now you can look up anything on anybody. And they can dictate all kinds of things. And if you go back and listen to some of the work of the late, great Dr. Zev Zelenko, all of this is being used to usher in a new medical, industrial, biological complex that aims to keep everybody, you know, up to date on their shots, people. Got to get your shots, everybody. That's what they want. They just want everybody to do what they want them to do. By the way, guess who doesn't want to do what they want them to do? Guess see Kurt Russell on The View? I know a lot of you guys probably love The View. You watch it every day. Kurt Russell is like, Bala. Did you hear what he just, you know what? I'm just going to, it's about gun control, but I want to play this. I want to play a couple clips for you before we lock this thing up today. So listen to this. Kurt Russell, he's the man of the hour. Well done, my friend. Listen to this. Oh, come on, Kurt. Let's go back to the beginning here.
You know, my personal feeling is that there's a big difference between fantasy land and reality. Fantasy land is what we do. You're either writing something, writing a song, writing a book, doing a movie, doing a television show. That's fantasy land. And that's where that stuff belongs. In reality, when we're dealing with things like terrorism, whatnot, we're all going to have different opinions on how to do it, how to deal with it.
Yeah.
Mine happens to be that I think there's a very strong reason founding fathers had for the Second Amendment, and that is that no government ever hasn't had to fight its own people, and its own people hasn't had to fight its own government. We had our Civil War. If that Second Amendment hadn't been there, those people would not have had the opportunity to do what they considered was defending their life, their way, their style of living. So I agree with that. I think that's an important part of our existence.
Boom. Kurt Russell talking about the Second Amendment. We should have the freedom to choose, people. We have all these constitutional rights, but they've been taken away. We let them get taken away from us. We don't have to do that anymore. We can choose what's right. We can get back to our constitutional way of life because that's what we need. Oh, the truth is going to set us free. By the way, I can't play this because Joe Rogan says a few cuss words on it, but I want to play this by Dr. Peter McCullough talking with Alex Berenson about cardiovascular issues. And you just got to hear this. I was with Dr. Peter McCullough this weekend, and we need to let this information go far and wide.
Is none of the vaccines are sufficiently safe nor effective to remain on the market. They should be pulled off the market. This follows a call by the World Council for Health in June 11th of 2022 to pull all the vaccines off the market. We need criminal investigations in every state where the vaccines were advanced, and that includes every state in the United States. What we know now, just on the heart damage, Alex, 742 papers in the peer-reviewed literature on this. It's overwhelming that the vaccines cause heart damage, and it's fatal by autopsy. So these young individuals who are dying several months after the vaccine, when they're during sports or during sleep, it is the vaccine until proven otherwise. That's supported by a recent autopsy paper by Schwab and colleagues from Heidelberg, Germany, found 71% of people dying found dead at home within 20 days of the vaccine. It's due to the vaccine in the majority of cases. So where are the criminal charges going to first come? I think the easy ones to go after are illegal advertising.
Boom.
The vaccines have been advertised by the CDC, NIH, FDA, DHS, and the vaccine companies as safe and effective. Americans know they can't do that. The vaccines have to be presented with risks and benefits, including fatal myocarditis, blood clots, and neurologic damage. We haven't seen that on TV. That violates the Lehman Act, the Truth in Advertising Act, the U.S. Drug and Cosmetic Act. That is an easy conviction for wrongful advertising of all those entities. That means government entities being called for malfeasance or wrongdoing. And then beyond that, the big charges are fraud. America has been defrauded in so many aspects of pandemic response. Lives have been lost. And I think the big ticket item will be mass negligent homicide. Tying together wrongful advertising,